Why no one volunteers to interview Sophie? I haven't been interviewed in a long time. Also haven't had a date. Not that I want one. Lol. Why? I think the reason is that people don't want their peeps, customers, listeners hear what I have to say. And I don't blame them, except a very short list of teachers I don't approve much of anyone. Or better said, Source doesn't approve of many people. And also it is hard to be around someone who you feel are condescending. Condescension is an attitude. I could be sitting on cloud 9 and could still talk to you without condescending, despite the height difference. But the likelihood that you would feel like I am relating to you as an equal is unlikely. I speak with certainty. And that rubs people the wrong way. I even watch my teacher soften their blows by calling everyone great, and other softening words. Even though he is as opinionated and certain as I am. Anyway. What would I like someone to ask me in an interview? Question number 1, why is the logo of your programs a tangerine, or 3? I learned about the tangerine in the photo reading program. And that you imagine a tangerine that has a flat bottom to sit on your head and focus on that while you are flipping the pages of a book. Focusing on the tangerine, or how it feels on your head, puts you in theta brainwave mode, and takes you out of the conscious mind. Your eyes are on the book. And your brain processes the information on the pages, without your conscious mind slowing down interference. It turns out that this spot, I call the tangerine spot, is through which you connect to higher dimensions, to the beyond this physical reality, to the beyond, and to Source. The next evolutionary stage of humans that comes after Homo sapiens, will have beingness available to them, thus human beings, and without being connected to the tangerine spot that is not available to humans. Without that they are always either in the mind or in their lower dimensions, guts, loins, etc. So the tangerine is a symbol of the bridge between the two evolutionary phases of humanity. And my divine assignment is to work out a method that Homo sapiens can go through that bridge, temporarily or permanently, and become a human being. Question number 2, why do you think that your muscle testing is more accurate than other people's? On average, muscle testing is 50% accurate. Not more than flipping coins, while you say your muscle testing is 95% accurate. I think the reason is that I manage, 95% of the time, pulled out my opinion, my mind, and allow Source to move my hands. Also, there is no theory involved, like with some other modalities like human design. In human design, their PHS program, they use your date and time of your birth to jump into a conclusion of how you should eat to be as well as you can. Given what you have. In my muscle test that system is only 30% accurate. At the present time it is very 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 popular, in fact the most visited page on my site is an article about eating styles. They use a theory and an algorithm, I use Source. Source, in my experience, is able to connect to people, through me, and see the truth about them. I connect to Source's knowledge through muscle testing. The most important part of muscle testing is the question. It is an art, it is a science, and it requires one to have a lot higher intelligence and flexibility than what is normal among people. Everyone can ask inane, stupid questions and do what they learned as a tool to say yes and no. But asking clear questions is hard. And knowing when no means, bad question. Ask another better question is even harder. It takes decades of experience, feedback from the recipients of my muscle testing, seeing how it is working out for them. And not the least, being able to connect anyone or anything through a picture, while the mind is taken out of commission. And lastly, connect that individual to Source, so I have nothing to do with the result of the muscle test. The other day a client, who previously accessed the PHS automated system, came to me and paid me $10 to test her eating style. She was upset with me because my muscle test tested her differently than the PHS algorithm. She even assumed that I was a part of human design. Staff or a consultant, which I am not. I rely 100% on a higher power I call Source. It hasn't let me down yet. Okay, I can't think of another question. What shall I offer to buy today? Maybe a muscle testing product. How about you learning to muscle test yourself? Learn muscle testing from Sophie's videos. http://www.yourvibration.com/1/muscle testing